AP Herald, along with Brian Bissonette, Brent Bolte, the esteemed head coach. Biss and Bolte, take it away. Congratulations, Beavers.
Brent, I mean, this got to feel pretty special.
It's unreal. It's hard to put in the words. So it's fun to see all the kids out there. It's been two really long years, right? I mean, we've been trying to get through COVID and get through all this stuff. And couldn't be more proud of those guys. They did an outstanding job, like you said, coming off of 2-2. We could have, you know, started the bus at that point, looked at 2022 or 2020, whatever it is. And the kids just found a way. I mean, certainly got a really potent offense. They did a really good job. And just so extremely proud of the kids.
Well, we've both been here long enough to see some frustrating times when you guys have had some really good football teams fall just one game short somewhere along the line in the season. First time you've really been in a win it and you're in it. And boy, did you come out as quick as you possibly could to set the stage a little bit.
Yeah, I felt like in the first half, honestly, we should have put them away in the first half. And we, two or three opportunities in the red zone that we didn't come away with points, missed a field goal and didn't score right before half and let them hang around. And they get a good offense and give Craig some credit. We knew he was a good offensive coordinator was here, but I tell you what, Carson's pretty darn good too. So Coach Weiss done a wonderful job. And that young O-line, I mean, you think about it, we're starting three freshmen, one true freshman and two sophomores, replacing two really all-American type of bodies, and they just have found a way to continue to get better and better, and that's been the difference in the second half of the season.
How proud are you, Coach, of the culture that you and coaches before you, but especially you, put your own stamp on it, have developed here to take a talented team that's been injured? They were 2-2, and they took ownership of this train, and they're driving it full force into the postseason.
Oh, without a doubt, and it goes back to, well, before I was here, Coach Stash took this program over and turned it into a winner. I kind of got here at the right time, and we started winning a bunch of games. But I do want to thank Coach Stash and Rich Yonner in particular, and the late Ken Traxler, guys that really years and years, decades of work to get to this point. So wouldn't be here personally without those guys, so thank them. And again, everybody kind of stand on the shoulders of the people that were here before you, and you got to give some gratitude there.
Oh, your phone's got to be blowing up, no doubt. Beaver Nation going crazy. It's been a long time coming. Now, offensively, you guys, I don't know if you could do any more. 250 yards in the first quarter alone. Almost 700 yards of rushing. I mean, you've shattered every record, it seems, that there is. It's got to be pretty nice to have play calling with all those guys out there.
Yeah, it comes back to number 10. We've known this for a while. He's pretty darn good. And he just gets rolling. And you got Malik, you got Bolio, you got Dell, you got the running backs. And today we got all the way down to our third string with some injuries. And, you know, Gronsky following his dad's footsteps. That was a pretty special moment, having him get in the end zone there at the end. So, yeah, they've done a really nice job offensively. And defensively, we'll continue to get better. We need to play a little bit better there. But a win's a win, baby. That's what they say.
Chess match question for you. It looks like you contained, maybe focused on Little and let Kittner get his touches. Was that the plan coming in?
I would say that was exactly the plan, but they had two good players. We just got to limit, big plays and some opportunities on those guys. And if we had done that in the first half, and really even the third quarter, I think it would have been a wider margin. But every time the defense would falter, or even, every phase, I mean, we had the big kickoff return, which again, I think was the turning point of the game. And, the special teams guys did a great job covering down. So really felt pretty proud of those three phases today.
Well, and I thought in the trenches, you guys won that battle. Your offensive line, as you mentioned, really young, but they did an incredible job. The difference, I thought, was your defensive line. Whenever they got pressure, that's when the Marauders were stopped. If they could get on Logan Nelson, and they did quite a few times, when they were pressuring him, that's when you came up with the stops, which was probably the biggest difference in the game.
Yeah, I mean, those guys got after him pretty well. Zolly Kaplan's a different player right now. He's playing at a super high level. But I thought Sammy Bird and Josh Willey could just control the interior part of their O-line, where they tried to run a little bit early. And then, yeah, when you make them one-dimensional, you can tee off a little bit. And they caught us in some zones. The weather, obviously, we had the guy fall down. Actually, two instances where we had a guy on the turf where they hit a big play. But hopefully we can practice this in a little bit more and be holding it next week here and have an opportunity to get better out there.
Coach, on behalf of the entire Beaver Nation, congratulations. We got to jump off to the hockey pregame show, but this is not goodbye. There is a practice on Tuesday. Way the blankety, blankety, blankety heck to go. Let's kick some you-know-what next week. So proud to be a small part of this. This is an outstanding community, culture, city, program. Let's go get them, Beavers.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Way to go,
Rick
Coach.
Bolte.
Long time coming.
Easy choice for the NSIC Coach of the Year 2021. The Beavers rolling to the playoffs. Brian Bissonette, 20 seconds. Wrap it up for me, baby.
Well, I mean, a historic day here. And, you know, they took care of business. It was never in doubt, really, from the opening drive. And impressive. Glad they didn't make it so stressful. There was no Hail Mary for the season on the line. We knew it was over. It's time to celebrate and enjoy it and then get back to work on Tuesday, and hopefully we've got a playoff run that starts next week here at the Chet.
On behalf of Roger Pasvan, our esteemed owner, our general manager Mark Ritchie, sports director Brian Schultz, the entire team of Pasvan Broadcasting, and my buddy Brian Bissonette, AP Herald signing off from the Chet. We'll kick it after our close to Lake Superior State and the host team against our Bemidji State Beavers on the ice. So long, everybody.